This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we are streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980, where my camera has died, which is fantastic. Love to see it. Oh, now people are getting the full experience. Oh, yeah, that's my wide shot of the studio. Let's zoom that on in. And hello, everybody. Not how we plan to start the show, but that's all right. The vibes are high. The Commanders won on a Hail Mary 2 days ago, and we're still pretty psyched. Anthony, it is a very, very fun time to be a Commanders fan, to do a Commanders show. It is obviously very, very it's just we haven't had this in a long time. Team is 6-2. Every break seems to be going their way. It feels like the people in charge know what they're doing. And I just on a vibe check Tuesday, I actually want to start with checking myself and setting expectations for everybody, because we did something on the show today that we typically, or on the show yesterday that we typically don't do, which is we got really, really petty. We dipped to the lowest of lows in sports fandom. We kind of went after the Bears fans because, frankly, they deserved it. And sometimes people need to. I'm not going to encourage actual violence. Punk kids need to get beat up is kind of the theme. I'm not encouraging actually beating up children, even other children. This is a nonviolent show. We don't encourage that, either morally, ethically, or especially legally. But, Anthony, my comment section is more positive today towards me than it has been in the entire time that we have ever been doing this show with the digital element where people can respond. People really like Petty Craig, and I am starting the show today checking myself to not give in to my worst instincts, and just I'm letting everybody know I'm not saying Petty Craig is retired. But he's only going to come out for special occasions. This was a special occasion. And that's all I got to say about that.
I mean, as long as you know, it came off as a little petty. But, you know, everybody got a little petty in them sometimes. And you were also provoked. So I think that's one thing as well.
Yeah, I mean, they got what they deserved, yeah. But now, you know, we'll just wait until the next time someone deserves it. And I'm just saying, like, I appreciate everyone being kind and saying that they enjoyed the segment. And if you missed the segment, you should go back and listen to 5:15 yesterday or head over to YouTube and check out the Bears fans effed around and found out segment that's up at Craig Hoffman and at the Team 980, because it's fun. It was enjoyable to do. Sometimes those segments don't actually make you feel any better. That one felt good. That one, we really stuck the landing. If I thought of a couple other it's one of those where you, oh man, I wish I would have said that. I thought of a couple other fun punchlines that I could have thrown in afterwards. But I'm just letting everybody know. I appreciate you. Thank you. It has been fun to revel in being the villain that actually maybe is the hero. There's like a Batman element to it. Perhaps even, but that is for special occasions only. And just like I told the Bears fans, bros, keep your eyes on your own paper. It is now Tuesday. We had our day of fun. And I want to spend today focused on Washington, not Chicago, not on punking Bears fans, not on putting them back in their place, because they've been put in their place. Some of them don't know it. Some of them are still screaming into the void, but like we can mute them and move on because the team here is 6-2 and in second place in the NFC. And that is worth focusing on at whole. I think they also, by and large, played a really good football game on Sunday. Now, there's a couple of things that need to get cleaned up in a major way. And the last time I feel like we said that about this team in terms of played really well, score line not necessarily reflective, but ends in a win, was New York. And after New York, this team went on a tear. So obviously, if they can do that again, that would be sweet. Pittsburgh's an enormous test coming up in a couple of weeks. But at the end of the day, like this Washington team is playing really good ball. And while there's things at the end we can talk about, I'm curious how obviously everyone's feeling because it's a vibe check Tuesday. But I also wanted to unload a few notes from the trusty notepad, which obviously got fully unloaded on Take Command, which you can check out wherever you get your podcasts. The film review show is up. We'll let you hear what Logan Paulson and I had to say about Jaden's day coming up. From that podcast coming up at 5:15. But I really, after watching this tape and getting into it a little bit and going back and saying like, okay, it felt like Washington was in control for this game. It felt like, they played better and then some wacky stuff happened, man. Like they beat the crap out of the Bears for 3.5 quarters. It really was that. And the number, it's funny because I think sometimes you can look at teams, Anthony, and you go, well, a couple plays here, a couple mistakes there, a couple of this, a couple of that. And it's like, well, couldn't you say that about the other team? The thing is about Chicago is they made a bunch of mistakes that were characteristic to who they've been. Like, if you make Chicago sustain a drive, they will pick up a dumb penalty. That's who they've been. Washington is not that team. Washington has at times been a team that can't avoid that stuff in the red zone, and that was who they were. They were the worst version of themselves in that way. But Chicago just, I mean, there was a situation. Let's see if I have the timestamp real quick. Let's see if I can find it. Hold on. Scrolling through the paper notes, which come with sound effects. I can't find it. Oh, here it is. Late third quarter, about 3:30-ish probably to go. They have a 3rd and 2, Anthony. They convert on that 3rd and 2. It's a comeback. It's a sick throw by Caleb. It's a great catch by DJ Moore. St. Juice is all over him in coverage. And, you know, BSJ, it's like classic BSJ. Like, buddy, you're there. We need you to somehow make a play. But this was A-plus work by Caleb and by DJ Moore. And, like, literally there is contact and a swipe of the ball, and DJ Moore just catches it. Doesn't matter because Darnell Wright, their right tackle, their second-year guy, who was a 9th overall pick last year, he lined up offsides. So illegal formation, boop, 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 back it up, 3rd and 7. What follows that? False start. Boop, boop, boop. So you have a 3rd and 2 that you converted that you've turned into a 3rd and 12. On 3rd and 12, he misses Keenan Allen on a corner route. Caleb does punt. And that's who Chicago is. If you make Chicago sustained drives, then they will shoot themselves in the foot. And for Washington, it's like just details that they have been largely good at for 5-6 weeks. Stuff that was bad against New York. They cleaned up. They cleaned Arizona's clock. They cleaned, they cleaned Cincinnati's clock offensively. They cleaned Arizona's clock. They put up a solid but not outstanding performance against Baltimore. And then we know what's happened since. And Chicago's good. Like, Chicago's defense is really good. They did some really nice stuff in the second half to really slow down the run. But at the end of the day, this was a game, after watching the film, that was much more about, and it's not even like, oh, hey, Chicago rushed really well and forced holds. Like, there is no reason that Sam Cosmi is 2.5 yards downfield on Olamide Zaccheaus' touchdown that gets called back, because Cosmi is an illegal man downfield, and he doesn't affect the play. The De'Ami Brown one, the big play that gets called back on the screen because Nick Allegretti is 7 yards downfield, that's a pretty impactful penalty. If Allegretti's not there, that might be a 4-yard gain because he blocks the linebacker that would come make the play. And De'Ami would have to, maybe De'Ami makes that guy miss and it's still a big play, but like Allegretti's penalty really impacts the play. On the Cosmi one, that dude ain't doing jack. Like, Cosmi's 2.5 yards not blocking anybody, and he's only allowed to go 1. So it's stuff like that. It's Zach Ertz dropping a pass in the end zone, the one that got overturned, or the one that got challenged, that is a pass that he catches more often than not. And so it's self-inflicted stuff for Washington that I think, yeah, you have those weeks in the NFL, and if you can win on those weeks, amazing, no matter how it happens, Hail Mary otherwise. But I think moving forward, the thing that's really exciting is they tend to lock in on these kinds of details when they make those kinds of mistakes. And a lot of this stuff like is not pressure-induced. It's not anything other than Washington making mistakes. And like Trent Scott playing, with all due respect to him, comes in. He's a fourth tackle for a reason, tough spot against a good defense. And he commits some false starts and some other stuff that you're just like, dude, what are we doing? That's why you're a backup. And so if you can just get Brandon Coleman or Cornelius Lucas back out there, you're in good shape. So New York's up next. How you feeling? They're 6-2. They're second in the NFC. Other teams in this division, other teams in the conference have real problems. So how you feeling? Vibe check Tuesday. We take your calls at 301-230-0980. That is next. And then also coming up at 6 o'clock today, are the Commanders going to graduate out of puncher's chance in our NFL tier rankings up into prime contenders? 6 o'clock tonight, we answer that for you here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.